Mine's beat up too.
You and I were the last ones to have a watch that's not a computer, I guess.
Yeah. I don't need time in my pants.
Time, pant time.
No, I don't need time in my pants. You're already recording.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, oh yeah. No, oh. This whole pants time thing.
I hit the button.
Yeah, you hit the button. You got excited, man, when I said pants.
You said pants, and I was like, can't hit it hard enough.
That's right. That's hi, everybody.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mom.
We're discussing watches, believe it or not.
Yeah, we're talking about watches, and he said... I don't need to
keep the time in my pants.
You don't?
No, I'm not worried about pants time. I'm worried about wrist time, baby.
Wrist time for days. Wrist time. This episode is brought to you by our good super fan, Rich, and it is brought to you by Rich because he listens to every episode, one, but two, he gave me feedback, and he said, thank you for telling everyone how bad The Highwaymen was.
Nice.
He's like, I don't get why people like that movie.
That's excellent.
He goes, you gave it a correct rating, and that's always good to hear. So, Rich, this is for you, buddy.
Hi, Rich.
What up, Rich? Get back to work.
Please. The work's not getting done.
The work's not getting done if you're just dicking around in the cafeteria all day.
Yeah.
With your frozen banana.
Well, frozen bananas are delicious, though.
Yeah. So eat it and go.
Okay.
Rich.
All right, Rich.
Jerk. Jerk so, face Rich.
While you're walking back, we're trying to really quickly...
He skips.
Devour. He skips?
He skips, but not with the frozen banana. That's dangerous, buddy.
Don't have the frozen banana.
I know you joke about your gag reflex, but this isn't the time to be showing off.
No. You don't want to do that. Accidents happen.
They do.
Bananas don't unfreeze fast enough. You will die.
Yeah, no.
So, speaking of things that die, this particular film is full of those.
Oh.
This is 2018's The Man Who Killed Hitler.
Yes.
And then The Bigfoot.
I love this movie.
So, I'll talk about it in a second, but I agree with you, I think, for the most part. It's 1 hour and 38 minutes. It is a drama. I watched it in maybe May. Who the hell knows?
Sounds right.
It was directed by Robert D. Krzyzkowski? I don't know. I'm sorry, Robert D. It stars Sam Elliott, Larry Miller. It's got Ron Livingston in there, as well as Caitlin Fitzgerald. Pretty awesome cast for a pretty small, more personal movie, which I thought this was going to be an exploitation movie.
Yeah, with a title like that?
Yeah. I was like, this movie is going to be over-the-top bullshit, and I cannot wait. And then I got this very dramatic and very depressing character study, and I was like,
so good.
Where did this come from?
Yeah, this is another movie that we both watched this year, but you beat me to it. So I was excited. I was like, oh, we can talk about it. Yay!
Yes. Yeah, so this was really enjoyable. The quick summary, very quick summary, is after killing Hitler in World War II. That's right. After killing Hitler in World War II, Calvin Barr is called upon to kill the Bigfoot, who is the carrier of a deadly plague.
Yes.
So the movie kind of posits that there were multiple Hitlers, and Hitler had just become essentially like a character more than an actual man.
Right.
And so Calvin killed one of the Hitlers and then was kind of sworn off to secrecy and like kind of removed from his previous like pre-war life and got like, you live over here now and you can't tell anybody about this Hitler stuff because this is classified top secret bullshit.
Right. And how that plays on his mind. And,
yes.
I mean, he's a pretty grounded person, but like that's such a huge thing to carry with you.
When it goes into the stuff about him and his girlfriend and all, it was gut-wrenching.
Yes.
Gut-wrenching.
Yes.
Like, I was so fucking depressed.
Yes.
At the end of this movie, that I was just like, God damn it, I hate everything.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had died and the Bigfoot had smashed my head into a rock. Because, like, even the Bigfoot, you expect to be, like, awesome. It's just, like, this kind of, like, dying creature that's barely alive and can hardly put up a fight. But Sam Elliott is, you know, an old man who is an old dying thing that can barely put up. Like, it's just, like, God, it's really smart. It's really fucking depressing.
Right. And, I mean, with a title like that, you're like, well, why has he got to be the one who goes, there's a reason. Like, they set up reasons for everything.
Yes.
And I was so pleasantly surprised by how good this movie was.
Yeah, I agree. I think, You'll kind of see the differences here in the scores.
Okay.
And you can, I think a lot of people were going and expecting an exploitation movie and were disappointed. Like all the people at IMDb who gave this a 5.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critical rating was a 76%, which I think is more in where we should be.
Right.
Audience, however, not so kind at a 51%.
Mm.
They were
Sam
not
Sam Elliott
happy.
Made me sad.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. Just, yeah. There was no explosions or titties. 51%.
He was just barely a cowboy.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave it a 6.5 out of 10.
That's fair. I'd probably give it a 7.
Yeah. It's like you said the last episode, it's a hard one to go back and rewatch because you will be depressed.
Yeah. No, but it is. I bought it on Blu-ray. I was so excited to see it.
Very successful.
I was so confident it was up my alley. I was like, if this ends up being better than exploitation, great.
Yeah.
But I was ready for anything. It's Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott, do not steer me wrong.
No, he did an awesome job, and this movie is depressing as shit. So give it a watch and be depressed with the rest of us.
There you go. Well, I'll get us out of Dumpsville. You ready?
Sure.
I can do it with three letters.
Okay.
Three letters are going to get us out of Dumpville, and those letters are UHF.
Oh, a classic.
Yes, 1989's UHF. I watched this on my wife's birthday. How about that? She must have gone to bed early, sad.
Another fucking year with this guy. I'm going to
this
bed.
Fucking mistake.
God damn it.
God. Uh-oh. We're not doing the bit. IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 37 minutes, comedy drama. I actually, rewatching it, I was like, yeah, there is a bunch of drama that kind of like watching it when you're younger, you glaze over. There's actually a lot of drama to this.
Yes, there is.
Directed by Jay Levy, or maybe Levi. Levy. I think it's Levy. Starring Weird Al Yankovic, Victoria Jackson, Kevin McCarthy, and Michael Richards.
A lot of folks.
An unemployed visionary becomes the manager of a local public station. TV station. They never say that.
Yeah.
The station becomes a success with all sorts of hilarious sights, gags, and wacky humor. So this is, it goes from drama to slapstick, back and forth.
Super quick, too.
Super quick, and it's not as slapsticky as you would think, though. Again, all the drama that happens. You do get a cameo, well, she's kind of a recurring role of Fran Drescher,
yeah,
the nanny. She appears in this, but Michael Richards is the star of this movie.
Yeah.
Yes, Kramer, who had a horrible falling. Can we forgive Kramer yet?
I don't know what the rules are, so I'm not going to speculate.
I feel
anybody.
Because every time I see him on anything, which is not often, he's always like, I did screw up. I'm owning it. Can you please let me back in to have bit parts in Hollywood?
He did a stupid thing.
He did a stupid thing, but he owned it. I forgive you, Michael Richards. We got to get him on here.
I mean, I got to tell you, he also steals a show in Transylvania 65,000. So.
Yes. He is so good at this.
Yes.
This movie is a vehicle for Weird Al, but it is a vehicle for Michael Richards.
He's great.
He is the best part easily of this movie. And there's even and that's me saying that with Weird Al having a Rambo scene.
Yes.
That is spectacular.
Yep, and a Raiders scene.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. Basically, the Weird Al scenes are a little silly, but they're also like he's daydreaming.
Yeah.
And like he's kind of like that era slacker kind of character. It's like, it's not because he doesn't want to. It's that he is so distracted.
Yep.
This would be like a kid with ADHD today.
Sure.
I enjoyed this a lot. I hadn't watched it in forever.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in probably like over a decade.
I probably watched it in early 90s. The humor holds up. It's fun. It's a good time. If you've never watched it, I think you can get it pretty good. It's not so outdated.
Right.
And I'm just telling you, Michael Richards is so good. Like little nuances, like he becomes a star on the station on a TV show. And he's like, but I'm the janitor. I just want to mop. Can I still mop? Like his delivery of simple things like that really crush it in this movie.
His ability to add physicality, even to line deliveries, is so unparalleled.
He looked crushed that he couldn't be the janitor anymore.
Yes.
It's so good. If you haven't seen it, please do. The IMDb score, 7.0. Your Rotten Tomato critical score is 64%. That's out of 25 critics. So like this is something I'd want to go back and add to. The Rotten Tomato audience score is 77%, and that's out of 50,000 plus. I give it a 6.5. I think it's a good comedy. It's not my favorite, but it's got rewatchability, and it holds up, and it's good.
I think that's fair.
It's a solid movie.
Fair enough.
There you go.
I like it.
I like you, buddy.
I like this movie that I'm going to do next.
Oh, my God. I love... When I saw these two on an episode together, I had a heart on.
Yeah. There's a lot of killing, and I know you love killing.
It's what I... Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie is called... And glaze right on that, by that one.
It's
called From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah!
It came out in 1996. I watched it perhaps in May. It is 1 hour and 48 minutes long. It's horror, action, crime. It is directed by some cat named Robert Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
It was written by some cat named Quentin Tarantino, the guy who did Space Clown.
And can we stop mentioning Space Clown? The joke's not worth it. I vomit a little every time you do it.
That's why I keep doing it.
All right.
It stars Juliette Lewis, George Clooney, Harvey Keitel, Quentin Tarantino, Tom Savini.
Love Tom Savini.
There's so many people in this movie. Cheech Marin is in this movie.
With
Danny Trejo's
greatest,
in this movie.
The greatest speech ever.
Oh, my God.
At
that
the titty
word.
Twister.
Yeah. That word gets thrown around a lot. Selma Hayek's in this movie. Like, man, it's just, it's endless.
She dances with a giant snake.
She's a giant something. There's a snake?
I swear to God, I've watched this movie like 10 times. Eventually, I saw the snake.
Okay, good enough. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it was there.
So, this movie, just a quick summary. And if you haven't seen this movie, somehow, don't fucking listen to my summary because it's going to ruin the movie for you. Just go watch it.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't think we've mentioned any of the spoilery bits somehow. We've danced by it, so.
No, we haven't. Yeah, you're right.
We're great.
Yeah.
We're great.
Look at us.
We're trying to help you out. Please fucking watch this if you haven't.
It's so good.
Two criminals and their hostages seek temporary refuge in a strip club / truck stop populated by spoilers.
Yep, there's a lot of spoilers in there.
So, this is the real spoiler. They are vampires.
Yes.
So you think the movie this is very Psycho-esque, where the first like third of the movie, you think it's going to be a crime movie.
Right.
And it's really successful at that. George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino are...
It's funny because like it's the Tarantino writing, so it feels like you're like, are the characters upset there's like too many Mexicans in this place?
Yeah.
Because it's Texas, it's near the Mexican border, and you're like, is it going some sort of weird race way? And you're like, oh no, it's not, it's doing something quite different.
Yep. There's so much tension, and they expand on Quentin Tarantino's character being like disgusting and fucked up.
Oh my god, is he?
Yeah, like Ooh. George, you get George Clooney's bit where he's just kind of like an honest criminal, like I just steal shit and that's the deal.
Did he hate being in this movie?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't remember
reading
or hearing
anything
about that.
It just seems like such an oddball movie for him.
Yeah.
That like this might
be
the
great.
One thing.
He's so fucking wild in this movie. Like
he owned it.
There's so many good lines that he has in this movie. I always quote the, because at the end, Cheech Marin has like multiple roles. He comes up at the end and he's just like, whoa, were they like psychos or something? He's like, do they look like psychos? Psychos don't explode when sunlight hits them. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, Cheech Marin did have three roles in that movie.
Yeah, he's great. It's just, it's really fun. The effects are crazy. All the characters are crazy. Tom Savini has a fucking dick gun that's over his crotch and it pops up.
Sex machine!
Yeah, sex machine. It's fucking crazy how good this movie is. It's you think for the first third it's gonna be this really tense crime movie and Harvey Keitel's killing it in this movie.
Yeah, he does.
And then all of a sudden they get to the strip club and they're like, all right, things have cooled off a little bit, and then it fucking turns into this like, you know, and then it's like, oh no, they fucked up, now they're gonna get killed. And like, wait, never mind, the fucking bar is full of vampires.
Yeah,
what? What is this movie?
Juliette Lewis is really good in this.
She's great.
She had a string of great movies in this like era.
The Cape Fear remake, this.
Yes.
She had a bunch.
Natural Born
Killers. Yep.
Yeah, she had a...
She's fucking insane in that movie. Jeez.
She's actually in my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
And I'm not going to tell you what it is because I'll watch it at some point for this.
Okay.
But my favorite movie of all time doesn't get a lot of love or high scores.
Okay.
And it's probably a 10 for me.
Wow.
Yeah, because I love it that much.
I don't know if I give my favorite movie a 10. I think my rule has been that I give it a 9.9. Because I never will say that there's a perfect movie.
Well, we can go with that rule,
but
and this would be my
9.9. Yeah.
I like that rule. We'll do that. I'll adopt it.
I think there's a couple, like Citizen Kane's a 9.9 for me. My favorite movie is not a secret. It's Ghostbusters, and that's a 9.9
for me. You hadn't told them for so long.
If you know me, even for a minute, you know my favorite movie is Ghostbusters. That's my favorite. So, yeah. I can't gush over this movie enough. IMDb gives it a 7.2 out of 10, which is criminal. Rotten Tomatoes critical score, they're all drunk. They gave it a 63 with 49 critics. The audience, a little bit better with a 76%. I'm not even in the same fucking ballpark. This movie's an 8.5 out of 10 for me.
I love it. I would probably give it an 8. I might be with you on 8.5.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd give it a 9.
No, I don't think. It's got a few flaws.
9's reserved, you know?
It's got a few flaws in it. There's some things that are, like, there's just a little bit too much camp at times. And there's a few things that are a little too, they're trying to make things worse for the sake of making things worse. A couple things that, like, I mean, like any movie, I can gripe about to an extent.
Sure.
Even the 9.9 movies, that'd be like maybe one or two negative sentences. Yeah, this movie's awesome. It's so worth your time. If you've never seen it, holy shit, I hope you didn't listen until right now. Because, god damn it, this movie is awesome.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. I really enjoy that movie. All right, well, I'll take us home. You ready? Here we go.
Let's do it.
So I picked this movie because of its name.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it on purpose, knowing it wasn't going to be amazing.
Okay.
Because it's almost like I wanted to do a study on movie in this regard.
Okay.
The movie is called Alien Predator.
Oh, boy.
So whenever you get a movie that is clearly a knockoff movie,
yep,
you are like, oh, great, this is the low-budget Alien vs. Predator movie.
Sure.
This isn't what this is.
Okay.
And I was more, I mean, it's not great. Let's not give you hope.
All right, fair enough.
But like, it's so much better than you probably think it is.
Okay.
So this is from 2018. And I watched it on the 10th of May. The IMDb Minutes is one. We need a shirt that just says IMDb Minutes.
IMDb Minutes?
That might be our next shirt. We have so many shirt ideas on this thing. 1 hour, 27 minutes. The genre is action, adventure, horror. directed by Jared Cohn, starring Avi Israel, Dutch Hofstadter. Stetter? First of all, there's a guy named Dutch in a Predator ripoff movie, which is fantastic, and Alex West. When a Black Ops team is sent to investigate the crash of an unidentified aircraft, they soon find themselves being hunted by the former occupants. This movie is done a disservice by being called Alien Predator.
Okay.
I think it is, if this wasn't called that and people just watched it, it would get a higher rating. It is not going to get a great rating.
Right.
It definitely has its flaws, but it had a budget. Most of the budget, like, it felt like a very, it felt like a sci-fi movie with a budget.
Okay.
Sci-fi channel movie.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, certain things are so green screen and awful looking, like far shots of, like, an alien ship crashed into, like, the the jungle area.
We can't
where
do a proper matte shot. We're just going to kind of rotoscope it in there.
Yeah. Right. So that kind of stuff exists, but all the soldiers looked like soldiers. They felt like they were trained as soldiers, to knives and guns and dressed to the nines. Like, everything seemed correct. They were believable. Some of the characters are super annoying, and it, you're just waiting for them to get their comeuppance.
Nice.
And it broke a lot of, like, the tropes. Like, you know, for example, like, you always pick a minority. In this case, it's the African-American gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, the mouthy, not quite Chris Tucker level, but, like, he's just, like, he does it. He happens to do everything wrong.
Okay.
It's like, man, when's he going to get his? And, like, he lives so long.
That's great.
And I'm like, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that, because he's like, it's like, man, can you just get in line? You're fucking it all up.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm not gonna. Like, he makes it into the ship and everything. And I'm like, wow.
No, I love it when they subvert expectations that way.
But this movie ultimately isn't great. The reason I think it's worth a look, if you like bad movies and you want to see some interesting special effects, because I thought the effects were pretty cool and some of the ideas they had were pretty cool.
Okay.
And I think you could learn from this movie, but it's not a movie you seek out for entertainment purposes.
Enough. Okay.
IMDb, they gave it a 1.7.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
Did not have a critic rating, and it has a 7% Rotten Tomatoes audience score.
Wow.
Which was 18 people.
Okay.
I give it a 3.5.
Okay.
Because I think it had flaws, and it's not great, but I think it did so much more than it's ever given credit for because of its dumb name.
Okay.
If you call this, like, Jungle Commandos or something, like, you'll love it so much more.
Fair enough.
So get on it, people. Name your movies properly. Don't try to capitalize on something else.
Yeah. It's funny that we went from, like, The Man Who Killed Hitler and then The Bigfoot. Where, like, title problem. But again, I think that hurt it, too.
Because it did,
we saw some scores where people were just like, fucking God damn it. And then we see the same thing here. So, yeah, titles are important.
Yeah. Let's make a movie where it's both. It's a ripoff of The Man Who Killed Hitler and then Bigfoot. Let's do The Man Who
Killed Alien and then Predator.
Something like that.
Okay.
I was thinking, like, The Man Who Married Bigfoot and then had sex with Hitler or something, you know?
Okay.
It's a different kind of movie.
It's, yeah.
It's awesome. Tracy Lords, isn't it?
Oh, good. Has she done holding my jock strap yet?
She won't give it back. I'm sorry. That's hers forever. Hi, Tracy.